Richard. Yes, everything in here so far is the tan gray subfloor gabbro that I've seen. I haven't. Well, there's one over there that's the blue gray, but blue gray is not abundant.
Okay, copy that. And 17, as you're getting closer, we're going to want a LRV sample at 1.1 on the range.
Okay. What are we now?
1.2.
Okay, we'll try to get block and soil.
That'd be good.
There's a fresh little pit. Bob, I am continually impressed by the lack of exotic fragments in here.
Hey, Jack, how about picking on a plagio there?
Okay, if you head into that little, well, that's a crater there.
Trying to get around it. We can go a little bit further.
Yeah.
I'll go in that flat area.
Yeah, yeah. There are lots of little fragments over there.
Flat area.
Anytime. Okay, now I'm playing a shallow turn.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You get any of those?
Unfortunately, I can't see
the shadow.
How about that one right in front of you, in front of the television camera shadow? See that little one up there? Right there?
With the
upper right. Straight up the line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you get over there, I can get
it. I can get there.
I guess I had the wrong. I guess I wasn't looking at the right one. The shadow is making it impossible to see down there. Don't see what you can get.
Bob, we're at 2531.1.
Copy that.
You're gonna have to. If we do another sample, you're gonna have to swing right so I can see. I can't see this way.
Yeah. And 53 Yankee.
Copy that. Is that soil or rock?
That's soil. I can't see to get a rock.
Okay.
We'll pull it just a little bit, Gene.
Okay. Except you're going to get yourself in a box here.
That's right.
Whoa. A little more, sorry.
Okay, you got a rock right in front of you, don't you?
I see it. Roll over.
Roll over. LRV Brave for that sample. Looks like about 6-0.
Copy that.
6-0. Have I taken 60 pictures? Buddy, rock seals or something else again.
Yep, 6-0.
Looks like some of our gray variety of subfloor up here. Around the rim of that little crater. You know, I'm starting to think that maybe the gray, relatively non-reticular subfloor may be deeper fraction, based on what we saw. Well, actually, though, let's see. That could have been overturned. I don't know. Take that back. There just isn't much of it around here, although we saw a lot of it in the wall of Cochise.
Roger, we
got what do you think this is, San Lorraine? We're at 252.9.
Oh, it's dotted it off.
What's that San Lorraine?
We're on the east side of it.
Mariner and San Lorraine. We're shallow, filled with
rock.
As close as we can tell, you're at one or the other of them.
Well, I tell you, they're locked. Okay, we're at 250.9.
Got it.
The air should look pretty fresh. Well, I certainly don't see much variety other than the gray and the tan subfloor variety. There's the old Challenger.
There she is. Pretty as a picture.
Well, I tell you, there's no getting out of this stuff. You go from one to the other.
Okay, and so
whether
we're going to deploy the quarter pound charge, and that'll be Jack getting off to deploy it like we talked about last night.
Okay. That's EP2, JP2, right. Bob, we're moving in and out of areas of say 1% to 5 to 10% blockiness, and where it gets blocky, not only is it more blocky, but we seem to have more of the medium-sized craters in the range of 20 to 50 meter diameter craters. That may be Mariner right there. How do you read, Bob?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Hey, Van Zurg, let me mention again, was an unusual experience in the plane geology here. That must be part of Santa Ray or Mariner 1.
Yeah, that's pretty deep. Very deep.
Yeah, it is.
And very big.
Yeah. We're at 252 and 0.6.
Got
the crater on our left. That is south of us, is a large crater that's somewhat deeper than the craters of the same size that we've seen. And it, too, though, has its blocks mainly, large blocks mainly in the walls, although there are blocks up here in the rim, occasionally up to 3 meters. That's bring a block over there. Maybe that's an edge of a crater, I guess. Want to picture that? Got it. Look where that thing's fractured. Yeah, this is San Luis Complex. Do you see how elongated it is?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we're going to cut right through the western half here.
We're at 244.4.
Copy that.
Bob, I may have said early on up there at Van Zurg that I saw some floor, but we never did sample any that I know of, and the dust was thick enough that I'm just not sure. The breccias were the most obvious thing there.
Okay, most interesting.
It might have been a window in the plains here of some kind. But it's strange to see it there with so much subfloor all around it that we saw.
And, Jack, you're going to get a feed wire tone pretty soon.
Yeah, it should be in off now. 252 and 0.2.
Copy that.
There she is.
As soon as we get to the 0.1, let's stop and deploy the charge.
All right. Okay, and then I guess I'll head back to the lamp.
Yeah.
I don't go to the but you want to go to the Alf step?
I think I'm going to.
What do I go to the you go to the step.
That's right.
Yeah, I go to step when I
we're gonna let you play the rover the Alf step game there, Jack. We got a few things for you to do out there. Time comes.
Okay. 0.1, though. We're almost to SEP. We're about,
Roger, it'll be just short of
50 meters from SEP.
Is it short of the antenna? We'd like to have this
east. We get to the end of the antenna.
Don't. Let's have it east of the antenna. If we are there, let's deploy it right where we are.
Okay, we're about 30 meters east of the antenna. How's that?
That sounds great.
Okay, we're measure 221 and point two. 221 and point two.
Copy that.
There's a rock I stood up down there.
And DP number two that we're at, Jack, in case you
have time. Okay. Yeah, our gate's open. It's open?
Yeah.
But it looks like everything's here.
How about the big bag?
Big bag's here.
Is that the gate of the
pallet? It went there right away.
The gate of the pallet.
The pallet, I'm sorry.
Well, that's worse.
Seems to ride all right that way. Well, that dust is getting in everything. Okay, I'm going to leave the gate like it is. Seems to be all right. Okay. Okay, EP2. Where is it? There it is. Hey, Jack, you're just going to walk back from here, aren't you?
I can, yeah.
Well, why don't you just go turn the step receiver off? Well, we did that. The receiver's all done.
Sure, they're transferring, but you got to come out here anyway.
Yeah, I got to come out here. Forget it.
I can do it.
No, I was just reading ahead, but no sense. Forget it. One thing I want you... Okay, pin one. Hold and safe. Pin two. Hold and safe. Pin three is hold and safe.
Copy all those.
And I'll try to put it in a depression. I'm going to put it in a depression if you want. Okay. And then I got to take a pan, huh? Well, a locator, yeah. How about a locator to the limb?
Be fine.
Either get on, Jack, or walk back.
Be destroyed.
I'll get on. Okay. Okay, locator to the limb. I'll give you a frame count if I can read it. 92.
Copy, 92.
You're going to have to go left a little, like you. Go left to avoid the antenna.
Oh,
yeah. We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about it. But I will anyway.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll take it easy. Not sorry. I want to point out a rock tree I set up on end. We need to get in the bag. You can let me off there and I'll carry it.
Yeah.
But drive close enough so I can reach down and use a focus of support.
Where is it?
It's out over here. Between the...
On which side of that antenna?
It's,
Oh, there it is, right there?
No. No, it's out. It's near the limb.
Oh, okay.
I can go across this thing. I already did.
That bag is empty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one I lost. I mean, I dropped. Looks like it got over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's that one there. It's sort of dark.
Up there, straight ahead?
Yeah. Yeah, I survived. That must be it.
That's it.
Yeah. Can you swing over so I can lean on her over when I...
That's
good. Oh, that's good. Perfect.
Okay.
You off?
I am now.
And it could run over this late in the game. But now, what did I do that for?
What did you dig her under?
Yeah. Need your oil change?
Yeah, what are you under?
Check my transmission, please.
Any bubbles on the inside of the tires?
Okay.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, Bob, I got my rock. That's halfway between the step and the limb. Wait, let me put in the big bag. In the big bag.
Is this that brown one you saw here before, Jack?
Okay, go ahead. No, it's the gray one.
Okay.
Oops. Okay? Yeah, I just lost the sample. In my pocket, I guess. Let me get some tongs.